This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Life sustains itself by cell division. So does cancer. Breast cancer cells multiply faster because of CDK4/6 proteins. But what if we could block those proteins and stop runaway cell division? To that end, Dana-Farber scientists laid the foundation for CDK4/6 inhibitors, new drugs that are increasing the survival rate for many advanced breast cancers. Dana-Farber's momentum of discovery keeps finding new ways to outmaneuver cancer. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
China's economic growth has slowed significantly. Its population has declined. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishor, in for David Brancaccio. How much has China's zero-COVID policy cost that country? Today, China reported that its economy grew 3% last year. That is the country's second worst performance in decades, aside from the start of the pandemic in 2020. On top of that, there's news today that China's population fell last year for the first time in 60 years. There is a connection between the two. Marketplace's China correspondent Jennifer Pak reports from Shanghai.
The fourth quarter of 2022 started with large parts of China under COVID lockdown. Factory output was hit and dragged the full year growth to just 3.6% from 2021. Consumers in the U.S. and Europe bought less Chinese goods. China's own citizens were not spending either. Retail sales again fell, this time by 1.8% in December. That's when China's government abruptly dropped COVID restrictions. Within weeks, the virus infected hundreds of millions of people. That left factories, offices, and restaurants without a lot of workers or customers. Over the weekend, China announced that there were nearly 60,000 COVID-related deaths since last month, which some health professionals worry may still be an undercount. Chinese officials say cities like Beijing and Shanghai are past the peak of infections, and sure, there are more people who've recovered back on the streets. But for China's economy to rebound depends on a lot, like how the virus spreads, whether the property sector picks up, and how the rest of the world is doing. China has also reported its population shrank for the first time since the 1960s. That trend is not expected to be reversed. Long term, that means less taxpayers to support a growing number of pensioners. One population expert says China is getting old before it is rich. In Shanghai, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.
Embrace yourself. The U.S. government is going to hit its debt ceiling this coming Thursday. That's the prediction from Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen. She sent a letter to the Speaker of the House asking Congress to raise or suspend the ceiling and warning of irreparable economic damage if it does not. This year's World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, kicked off yesterday and runs through the end of this week. This is the big annual meetup where political leaders, CEOs, and others from around the world talk about urgent global issues. Among the agenda items is how to deal with an increasingly fragmented and changing world order. Zanny Minton-Beddoes is editor-in-chief of The Economist magazine. She spoke with my Marketplace colleague, David Brancaccio.
You have to believe there's going to be some discussion about realignments or some new roadmap for managing energy around the world, given Russia's war on Ukraine. I mean, both and the need to address climate change further.
I hope so. And yes, there are sessions and discussions which are sort of around that theme. I mean, I think the really striking thing now is 2022 saw three very, very big shocks hit the world. One was, of course, a geopolitical shock, Vladimir Putin's invasion of Ukraine. Two, the energy shock that came from that, and particularly from the weaponization of gas. And then three, the macroeconomic shock of suddenly going from a world of low inflation and low interest rates to a world where inflation is back and, you know, the Fed did the biggest tightening in 30 years. And that sort of shakeup from those three interlinked events of 22, I think, is really shaping the horizon for 23. And one real question is, how do you deal with the energy transition from a climate perspective? But also energy is, you know, newly a geopolitical issue and a macroeconomic issue. And so how do all of those fit together is, I hope, a subject of a lot of discussion.
Now, I'm talking to you, you know, after an experience of 3 years where global supply chains turned out to be vulnerable. You have countries like the U.S. and China shoving each other apart. You know, I realize I'm talking to the editor of a publication founded on the idea of freer trade, but you wonder, could they have done a panel at Davos this year entitled Globalization is So Yesterday?
I suspect they probably have one, something like that, although they probably won't admit that it's yesterday. Look, I think we are very clearly entering a new world. I actually think it's not the right way to talk about it being a deglobalized world. If by globalization you mean the, you know, flow of goods, services, ideas, people across borders, the world is still globalized. It's just a very, very different kind of focus. And it's becoming much more fragmented. And I think, and this is what worries me, we're seeing the unraveling of the sort of open rules-based system of international trade and investment that we used to have. What we're seeing now is a much more zero-sum mentality, much more government intervention, much more industrial policy, you know, much more subsidies, much more focus on export controls, investment screening. And what's really striking is that this shift is being led by the United States. And the U.S., for understandable and in many ways good reasons, the rising concern about the competitive and strategic threat from China, you know, the Inflation Reduction Act has huge subsidies for electrification and for clean tech. But it's also got an agenda about, you know, bringing jobs back to the United States and therefore is quite protectionist in who has access to this. And then the Europeans, as a result, are going to, you know, increase their own subsidies. And we have, I think, a fragmenting away from an idea that trade and investment was good for everybody to one where each country is looking out for itself. It's focusing more on bringing jobs home, having supply chains at home. You know, it's understandable why that's happening. But I think once you move away from a rules-based order, it can very quickly unravel. And that fragmentation, that unraveling is what really worries me. And it's we're going to have a much less efficient, less prosperous, more costly, and ultimately perhaps less safe world.
The editor-in-chief of The Economist magazine, Zanny Minton-Beddoes. Always good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you.
That was Marketplace's David Brancaccio there. Our producers are Katie Barnfield, James Graham, Ariana Rosas, Alex Schroeder, and Erica Soderstrom. Our senior producer is Meredith Gerritsen-Morby. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.